Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The odds are good that everyone listening to this show right now has a smartphone. And if you do, you are probably not going back to a flip phone, a bag phone, or a rotary dial phone hanging on the wall in your kitchen, if you're one of us old geezers that even knows what those are. But let's be honest, when you are on your smartphone, how often are you actually being productive versus being entertained or distracted? Our next guest says that it's very important to figure out how to manage our relationship with this powerful tool. Jack Pringle is an attorney with Adams & Reese in Columbia. Today, he's in our studio. Jack, welcome.
Well, thank you, Mike.
So give us the background here on the smartphone analysis. Is this a self-analysis thing?
Well, my own experience informs some of my opinions. One of the things I do in my role as an attorney is to help businesses manage information and evaluate the benefits and risks of technology. These devices may be, and I think are, taking our valuable and scarce attention and sometimes not giving us much back in return. Handheld devices have invaded the workplace essentially without being invited in. And so businesses have to figure out, well, how do we accommodate these devices that are also used for business? I think it's fair to say that a lot of us are using our devices for things that are not very productive, and we reach for them reflexively and out of habit.
Well, I can promise you that there are many listeners out there right now who are finding themselves working longer, more hours for their company because they have a smartphone with their company's email and everything on there. They are answering emails and doing company business way beyond normal work hours.
Undoubtedly. And the inability to sort of separate work life and personal life and the idea that you're always on contributes to that reflexive sort of habitual use of these very powerful machines.
How are companies handling that these days?
Well, I think some certainly hope that there would be certain times during the day that employees would not be always on, although those expectations are difficult to manage. Certainly companies are putting some restrictions and policies in place that make clear that even though a device might be your personal device, if you're using it for work purposes, those emails and that information belong to the company. But it's also new trying to figure out where those lines are. These devices, in addition to being very powerful, have elements about them that really are designed to hijack attention and self-control. We consume information on these powerful tools rather than using them to produce things, to write, to share, to communicate.
And so are you saying this is a conspiracy?
I don't know that it's a conspiracy, but it is certainly part of the business model for those who create social media and applications. And it's pretty well known and documented that the kind of variable rewards that come from checking, meaning you don't know exactly what's going to be there, but you might have a like or you might have somebody paying attention to you, are very similar to the effects that a slot machine has. And it's not to say that those things are bad by themselves, but as they say, technology is neither good nor bad, but it's not neutral. And you have to understand the potential for taking your attention over when you're waiting for the bus or waiting for someone at a meeting, or you have a spare moment in your day, all of a sudden you catch yourself grabbing it and checking.
And so what are your recommendations to employees and to business owners? It almost sounds like maybe we need to take Facebook and Twitter off of our phones, put them on our home computer.
That has certainly been my practice as of late. Another approach that I've taken is to try to determine what are the things that I might be doing with the device that actually might be productive. Use a product like Evernote, where you can use your device when you learn an idea or have something that pops into your head, write it down so you can save it for later. Feed your mind with the good stuff, podcasts and books. And I think letting people know that you're going to be taking breaks, or even that your auto respond email might say, I don't respond between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. And setting some ground rules is a really good idea, just to let people know that you're getting some space in your day or in your night.
Jack, thanks so much for taking some of your valuable time to visit our studio today.
It's been my pleasure, Mike.
Jack Pringle is an attorney with Adams & Reese in Columbia. And remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to that podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.